a word for you from Mark chapter 16 and verse 7. But be going, tell the disciples and Peter, he goes before you into Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you. The two Marys again were en route to anoint the body of our Lord. Their intention was to anoint his body, which is in the tomb, locked in by the huge stone. But who will roll the stone away? This was faith in action, not planning or delaying who should accompany us to roll the stone, but going out driven by the zeal and love of our Lord to do him good. Distinctly seeing the rolled back stone and the young men clothed in white, they were thunderstruck. They were amazed, terror-struck, terrified, trembling, bewildered. What other words could describe their fear and alarm? Well, wouldn't you and I be the same? Jesus had said it would happen. He had prophesied, he had predicted. But when it does happen, it is shocking. But the words of the angel cut right across their consternation. He said, "Be going." "But be going," he says. "Tell the disciples and Peter." This great event is certainly something to tell the world about. In all their alarm, these two women just didn't know what to do. They were just absolutely struck into dumbness. They couldn't say anything and they couldn't do anything for what they saw. The sight was too amazing for words. It was a first in all history. But nevertheless, the angels said, "But be going. It must be told. Tell the disciples, tell Peter. And he goes before you into Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you." This event, even today, more so than before, needs to be told. If there's ever a story to tell, Jesus risen from the dead is that story. So may God help us that will be the passion of our souls, to tell the world of this great, great event.